Time now for the Phil Hendry Show Uncensored Podcast for today, February the 6th. And we're just going to get into this briefly because I didn't have enough time to deal with it on the show. I don't know who or what these assholes that are proposing a return to the fairness doctrine, I don't know who or what they are. I'm not sure. Well, I know for a fact that they're not broadcasters. They're not real broadcasters because this senator by the name of Stabenow, I think she's from Michigan, and she was on the Bill Press show, and there was Press, a member of the broadcast business. Now, understand there's a lot of different things involved in the broadcast game of radio like there is in the broadcast game of television. There's news, there's entertainment, there's commentary. But in radio, it's a little bit more difficult to separate it out because we have 3 hours to fill and not a half hour. We don't do as much block programming. On television, you'll see a news show followed by a dance show, followed by a comedy, followed by a drama, followed by a weather show, you know, followed by sports. Whereas radio is more uniform. And we combine all those elements into one show. For the most part, I do an entertainment show, which is mixed in with commentary and interview. But I'm always mindful of one thing, and that's to try to keep the audience entertained and at least interested in what it is that I'm trying to say. And the only way to put this is to say it, to fuck up my show with a fairness doctrine because an idiot who doesn't understand what I do for a living any more than she probably fucking understands how to throw the right change into a toll basket someplace, you know, because her husband was in the broadcast business, or maybe he still is. This Stabenow, her husband, is some radio executive who's, I'm sorry, but I've looked at this guy's recent work history. He's just about carved a new fucking ass to every single thing he's ever done. Now, this has nothing to do with her point of view of being a liberal. You can be a fucking liberal, a libertarian. I don't give a shit. If you do a great show, then people are going to want to listen to it, whether you're a conservative or not. Unfortunately for this Stabenow woman and the sack of shit she's married to, the most entertaining host in America consistently over the last 20 years or so, other than Howard Stern, has been Rush Limbaugh. He happens to be a conservative. Why do people listen to him? Because they like to listen to his fucking show. All this bullshit about accountability, using these catchphrases that don't mean jack shit, getting on a show like Bill Press's show, which Bill's not bad on television, on radio he's terrible, and then for him to sit there and suck the fucking nozzle of these imbeciles that want to take an industry and dictate as to how the programming is going to be so they can fuck it up, cause more people to get fired, cause more businesses to go under, to what end exactly? Because you, Mr. and Mrs. America, you're too fucking stupid to understand precisely what it is you're hearing, and you may be unduly influenced. One of the reasons why an individual like this Stabenow woman wouldn't come on my show for $1 million is because I'd rip her in half. And that includes this husband of hers, and that includes Bill Press. I say that, of course, Bill, knowing that you may come on my show. I don't give a shit. I don't know how it is you fucking sit there and say, well, how come we don't have a more liberal goddamn point of view when the bottom line is whether or not you do a fucking entertaining show, whether or not it's marketed properly, whether or not it's promoted properly. And God knows, in this climate, in our industry, those are things that the modern-day radio executive doesn't understand any more than he understands how to fornicate. Seriously, these guys, there's only one thing these guys got in mind, and that is trying to shove the product as much as they possibly can in as cheap a way as they possibly can, paying as little as they possibly can, and making themselves as much as they can, which is what fucked up the auto industry, has fucked up the financial sector, and has fucked up about a half a dozen other industries that I could mention. It's got nothing to do with product, it has nothing to do with presentation, it has nothing to do with the actual content, it has everything to do with how you can fuck over as many people as you can for as much money as you can. And then along comes this Stabenow broad who says, and in the middle of that environment, why don't we do something even more extra special? Let's throw in content based upon political perspective, but not on one's ability to present an entertaining show. not on one's ability to actually attract listeners. Let's just make sure that some boring motherfucker gets on the radio and balances out the opinion that she fucking doesn't like. I'm very, very sorry, Senator, that your husband has failed in, I don't know, at last count, three different experiments at trying to present a, quote, liberal point of view. When are you going to fucking get it? The American people don't want to either. They don't want to hear that point of view, which I don't think that's it necessarily. They want to hear quality broadcasters. They want to hear entertaining people. And you know what? One of the reasons why they can't hear those quality broadcasters and hear those entertaining people is because motherfuckers like you have taken over the dialogue. It isn't about content and quality. It's about the political fucking point of view. This is why radio, as much as I love doing the art of broadcasting, you know, performing, I can't stand the fucking business side of it because it's run by the most clueless sons of bitches you ever met in your life. And they're the first guys to run back to Washington and suck off whoever, including her, so that they can what? License a radio station? Make that much more in worthless dollars? Eventually, the license as many stations as they want, they're leveraged up to their fucking asses, and they wouldn't know what to do with those stations once they find out that they're all money losers. How are they going to dump those? You going to give those to the Chinese? Jesus H. Christ. There's got to be a way to get this message out without using so many four-letter words. No?
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's our uncensored podcast for February 6th. This is Phil Hendry. This is right here. This.